Mostly sunny skies, 84 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock, all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A one-vehicle accident in Kiowa County Tuesday night has left one man dead and another in critical condition. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the wreck occurred around 7:40 Tuesday evening at the intersection of County Roads NS-2130 and EW-1410, located 3 miles east and 1 mile south of Lone Wolf. OHP says as a result of the mishap that involved a 2004 Honda Accord, 45-year-old Mark Rogers of Tulsa was airlifted to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City and admitted in critical condition with head and trunk internal injuries. Another occupant was pronounced dead at the scene. OHP has not released the name of the deceased. It is unclear at this time as to how or who was driving the vehicle when it wrecked. OHP says the cause and condition of the occupants remain under investigation. No other vehicles were involved. It was announced recently by Elk City Fire Chief Kyle Shervanka that the fire department's new insurance services office rating has gone into effect. According to Chief Shervanka, the city of Elk City has had their ISO rating improved from a 3 to a 2. In a statement, Shervanka said their rating calculates how well-equipped fire departments are to put out fires in that community. ISO provides this score, often called the ISO Fire Score, to homeowners insurance companies. Insurance then use it to help set homeowners' insurance rates. The better equipped your fire department is to put out a fire, the less likely your house is to burn down. That makes your home less risky and therefore less expensive to insure. Shervanka says the 1 through 10 rating system, with 1 being the best, is calculated according to ISO's fire suppression rating schedule. 50% comes from the quality of the local fire department, including staffing levels, training, and proximity of the firehouse. 40% comes from availability of water supply, including the prevalence of fire hydrants and how much water is available to put out fires. 10% comes from the quality of the area's emergency communication system, which is 911. An extra 5.5% comes from community outreach, including fire prevention and safety courses. And lastly, any area that is more than 5 driving miles from the nearest fire station is automatically rated a 10. Shervanka noted that only 0.71% of all communities surveyed have an ISO 1 rating. Southwestern Oklahoma State University has announced the recipient of a major gift from Vance T. Nye of Edmond. Nye, a 1990 SWASU alumnus, has made a generous contribution to the SWASU Football Legacy Fund. The SWASU Football Legacy Fund was established in 2015 to provide private support to the SWASU football program. Following his undergraduate work at SWASU, where he excelled as a 2-year letterman on the SWASU football team, including being a 2-time NAIA Academic All-District 9 selection, Nye attended the University of Tulsa School of Law. He graduated from law school with honors in 1993. Today, Nye is a shareholder, director, and officer at Gungle, Jackson, Box, and Duvall PC, where he practices in the areas of oil and gas, real estate, banking, estate planning, commercial, transactional, and corporate law. Nye currently serves as a member of the Executive Council of the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame. There, he serves on both the Auction Fundraising Committee as well as the Jim Thorpe Award Committee, which selects the winner of the Jim Thorpe Award, recognizing the best defensive back in college football each year. In state news, more troubles for the embattled Western Heights School District in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma News Network's Margot Morano has that.
Only 2 of the district's school buses have passed inspection. Classes are supposed to start August 18th. Among the bus problems, brakes, headlights, turn signals, and windshield wipers, some buses had oil and transmission fluid leaks when they were inspected. The state school board has taken over district operations. Western Heights has had low academic results and has lost hundreds of employees and teachers. The state school board has also suspended the superintendent's certification over allegations of poor financial management and retaliatory behavior. The district has 2,600 students. I'm Margo Morano.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, fears of the Delta variant continue to weigh down the price, with WTI at $68.01, that's down $2.55. Brent crude at $69.70, down $2.07. Natural gas at $4.15, that's up 12 cents. Recapping our top story, a single vehicle accident in Kiowa County leaves one man dead. Once again, sunny skies, 84 outside. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.